Animal Planet, CNN, and the Travel Channel are some credits University of Alaska Fairbanks film students have added to their resume, thanks to the state's film tax incentives.
It's about getting the experience and the confidence and the skill sets in order to move forward. And that's really where the incentives hopefully will go.
Maya Salkinek is the director of the university's film program. She says 90% of her students have gotten professional work on productions since the tax incentive program originated in 2008. Working as production assistants, editors, and script supervisors, Salkinek says her students earn valuable experience that teaches them how to produce their own stories locally.
The tax incentive brings people up who have skills, and it lets us see that this is a viable industry.
Kevalina Torres is a student in Salkinek's film program. She's had about 8 different production jobs in the last couple years, including a job for the 2012 feature film, Big Miracle. Torres says she hopes to produce feature films about Alaskan natives. Without the tax incentives, she says it'd be difficult to recruit outside talent that could help her produce quality films.
When those people don't come, then we're kind of fumbling in the dark.
When the tax credit program was transferred to the Department of Revenue in 2013, regulations changed to incentivize Hollywood producers to hire more Alaska residents. 91 residents were employed by productions utilizing the 4 tax credits awarded in 2014. Kelly Matzey, the Alaska Film Office Executive Director, says hiring local labor is one of the standards her office considers when reviewing applications.
We're looking at the content, the number of residents that were hired, how is the film industry being supported? What's the economic, is there an economic benefit to the state? Is it in the state's best fiscal interest to approve this tax credit?
Matzey says measuring economic benefit in terms of revenue is difficult because Hollywood producers don't have a tax liability in Alaska.
Even though the economic benefit to the state is clear as far as bringing money in to businesses and local vendors and, you know, your hotels and catering, as far as revenue actually coming into the state, there wouldn't be any because we don't really have a broad-based tax system.
Without a broad-based tax, such as an income or sales tax, producers don't contribute to state revenue. It's this lack of contribution that Deputy Revenue Commissioner Jerry Burnett says is what makes the tax incentives inconsistent with the state's fiscal structure.
So from the state's perspective as a operating entity, this is a subsidy, it's a reduction in our revenues.
Burnett testified before the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee on February 19th in regards to Senator Bill Stoltz's bill that aims to repeal film tax credits. Senate Bill 39 prevents the Alaska Film Office from accepting new production applications after July 1st of this year.
So it's not Hollywood that's being hurt by this. It's Alaskans.
Thomas Denemy is the chief executive officer of the Anchorage production company Sleeping Lady Films. He says threats from the legislature deter producers from wanting to work in Alaska.
I still believe that Alaska could be huge for the film industry, and it's just setting it up properly and promoting it properly.
Denemy is in the works of producing a screen adaptation of the 1993 novel Two Old Women, an Alaskan legend of betrayal, courage, and survival. Without the tax incentive, he says he'll probably have to shoot the film outside of Alaska. The committee will be hearing public testimony for Senate Bill 39 on February 24th. In Juneau, I'm Kevin Reagan.